We're on the second chapter, and we're on text number 69, page 141. And all say, and then please repeat. Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Tasyam jagarti samyami.
Tasyam jagarti samyami.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Sanisha pashito munahe.
Sanisha pashito munahe.
Couple chanters.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Tasyam jagarti samyami.
Tasyam jagarti samyami.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Sanisha pashyato mune.
Sanisha pashyato mune.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Yasyam jagrati samyami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. Sanisha pashyato mune.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Yanisha sarvabhutanam.
Tasyam jagrati samyami.
Tasyam jagrati samyami.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Yasyam jagrati bhutani.
Sanisha pashyato mune.
Word meanings. Ya.
Ya.
What?
What?
Nisha.
Nisha.
Is night.
Is night.
Sarva.
Sarva.
All.
All.
Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Of living entities.
Of living entities.
Tasyam.
Tasyam.
In that.
In that.
Jagrati.
Jagrati.
Is wakeful.
Is wakeful.
Sanyami.
Sanyami.
The self-controlled.
The self-controlled.
Yasyam.
Yasyam.
In which?
In which?
Jagrati.
Jagrati.
Are awake.
Are awake.
Bhutani.
Bhutani.
All beings.
All beings.
Sa.
Sa.
That is.
That is.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Night.
Night.
Pashyataha.
Pashyataha.
For the introspective.
For the introspective.
Munehe.
Munehe.
Sage.
Sage.
Translation. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Purport. There are two classes of intelligent men. One is intelligent in material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake to the cultivation of self-realization. Activities of the introspective sage or truthful man are night for persons materially absorbed. Materialistic persons remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night of the materialistic men. The sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture, whereas the man in materialistic activities, being asleep to self-realization, dreams of varieties of sense pleasure, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities, undisturbed by material reactions. Text number 70. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtam.
Samudramapa pravashanti yadvat.
Samudramapa pravishanti yadvat.
Tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve.
Tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve.
Sashantam apnoti na kama kami.
Sashantam apnoti na kama kami.
Couple of chanters.
Apuryamanam achala pratishtam.
Samudramapa pravishanti yadva.
Tadvat kamayam
pravishanti sarve.
Sashantam apnoti
na kama kami. Ladies.
Apuryamanam
achala pratishtam.
samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantam apnoti nakamakami apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantam apnoti nakamakami.
Word meanings: apuryamanam,
apuryamanam,
always being filled,
always being filled,
achala pratishtam,
achala pratishtam,
steadily situated,
steadily situated,
samudram,
samudram,
the ocean,
the ocean,
apa,
apa,
waters,
waters,
pravishanti,
pravishanti,
enter,
enter,
yadvat,
yadvat,
as,
as,
tadvat,
tadvat,
so,
so,
kama,
kama,
desires,
desires,
yam,
yam,
unto whom,
unto whom,
pravishanti,
pravishanti,
enters,
enter,
sarve,
sarve,
all,
all,
sa,
sa,
that person,
shantam,
peace,
peace,
apnoti,
apnoti,
achieves,
achieves,
na,
na,
not,
na,
kama, kami,
kama, kami,
one who desires to fulfill desires,
one who desires to fulfill desires.
Well, there it is, a kama, kami, one who desires to fulfill desires is a kama, kami. Okay. Translation: a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Purport: although the vast ocean is always filled with water, it is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water. But the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor does it cross beyond the limit of its brink. This is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. As long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. I'll read that again. As long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because of his fullness. A Krishna-conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material desires. Therefore, he is like the ocean, always full in himself. Desires may come to him like the waters of the rivers that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities, and he is not even slightly disturbed by desires for sense gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna-conscious man. One who has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. May I read that again? Okay. That is the proof of a Krishna-conscious man. What is the proof of a Krishna-conscious man? Go ahead. Yeah, okay. He has lost all inclinations for material sense gratifications, although the desires are still present. So it's interesting because actually the desires are still there. You can still witness them, but he doesn't identify with them. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manye tatvavit pasyan shrinvan shrishan jigran ashnan gachan panchasan palapan vashvinan grinan unmishan nimishan api indriyan indriyarte shu Vartanta iti dharayan, that a person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in eating, sleeping, seeing, breathing, moving about, what else? Opening or closing his eyes, sleeping, all these types of things. He knows that only the senses are engaged with their objects, but he is aloof from them. And similarly, he's able to see on the subtle level that desires may come and go, but he recognizes those as coming from his previous life. When one takes to devotional service, one gets a new kind of body and a new kind of life. When he takes this diksha initiation, it's described, and we read all these verses a couple of weeks ago, when one goes into this life, he has a new kind of body. It's called a sadaka deha. There are different kinds of living entities. There's a nitya siddha, which means somebody who's eternally perfect. There's a kripa siddha, someone who's perfect by getting mercy. There's a sadhana siddha, someone who gets perfection by practicing properly. There is a nitya badha, which means the bound down jiva, eternally bound down jiva. And then there is one other category, and what is that? It's the sadaka. The sadaka, talking of jivas, not Krishna. So the sadaka means he's in a different category, because although he's coming from the category of bound down jivas, the nitya badha, now he's taken the help of the Lord through his representative. He's taken diksha initiation, and now he has a different kind of body. Actually, it's described, he has a sadaka deha. All potential is there then to reach this perfectional stage. And in that sadaka deha, one looks at everything differently. Actually, the body then actually becomes attractive to Krishna when one comes to this position. The body becomes, one's existence becomes attractive to Krishna, because one is properly approaching Krishna through the right channel. And now, through buddhi yoga, through spiritual intelligence, Krishna gives one this understanding that although material desires are coming, these are just reactions from my previous life. These are karmas that are coming. And as a matter of fact, when one takes to devotional service and takes initiation, one's karmas are destroyed. But starting from the most subtle types of karma and then moving up gradually to the grosser types of karma. So the manifest karma that we have now, this prarabdha karma, fully manifest, this body in our proclivities for certain kinds of activities and desires in this life, this is our continuation from our last life. But the other kinds of karmas, the subtle kinds of karma, the kuta, the bij, very subtle. It hasn't manifested yet, even into seed form, then the seed form, and then almost ready to sprout. These are all kinds of karma. All these things get destroyed by this process of proper initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, and then one's practice of the process of devotional service. So one goes into a sadaka deha. And then the mentality of the devotee in that state is described by Lord Brahma in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in which he says that the devotee sees anything that comes, any kind of karma, as a result of his own past activities. And he's happy just to let them go by and not react to them, because he understands that's from my previous life. That's not anything I have anything to do with in this life. So if some bad karma comes, some good karma comes, some good fortune comes his way, oh, Krishna's very kind. He's given me more facility to take to devotional service. Dukeshu anuvigna manaha, sukeshu vigatasbriha, vitaraga bayakroda, stita dir muni uchite. There's two kinds of munis described. One muni is the person who's agitating his mind always to try to find a new way to present the philosophy that's different from everybody else. And the stita dir muni is the one who takes shelter of Krishna's conclusion and the conclusion of the disciplic succession and lives by that. And then that person, dukeshu anuvigna manaha sukeshu vigatasbriha, he becomes free from all suk and all duk just by taking to devotional service. And although a misery might come, he doesn't mind it, because he sees it as the mercy of the Lord coming to him. And he sees his past, all his karma, it's going away. And so he accepts that as the mercy of the Lord coming to him. Sukh and Dukh. There was actually, in Lord Chaitanya, when he was at the house of Srivas Pandit, whose servant is here in our very midst, Srivas Pandit Das, and Malini, who is his wife in the Leela. Well, one day at his house, there was a maidservant in the house of Srivas Pandit. Do you have a maidservant in your house? If you get one, you should call her Duki. Because that was the name of the maidservant in Srivas Pandit's house, who used to bring Ganga water for the Lord to take his bath. And she'd bring him these beautiful pots of Ganga water. And then she'd line them up perfectly for him to take that Ganga water to take a bath. see the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga taking a bath. You can actually see that because you can worship Lord Gauranga. Here he is. He's here. Anyone can, this Archana Vigraha, non-different from Lord Gauranga. In fact, if you, when you take to this deity worship and you bathe the deities and you pour this water with mixed with little sandalwood pulp, you put some tulsi leaves, a little bit of rose water, some camphor, and then you bathe the Lord, ringing the bell in the morning. This is the way to awaken your bhakti. You worship the Lord like that. You ring as if you've bathed the Lord. Then sometimes the flower petals come off and they stick on his body. And he looks so sublime. And he's there looking back at you. And the incense is there. Everything's so nice. So anyway, Lord Gauranga was there. And this maidservant was coming. She was bringing these beautiful pots of Ganga water. And while she was bringing them, she was listening, watching the Lord. And she was tears were coming from her eyes out of ecstasy from doing the service. See, a little bit of service to Lord Gauranga, this is the perfection of life. We're all crowding in here because we're trying to get a little service in Lord Gauranga's Sankirtan movement. If you can get a little service, like this one maidservant, she had this service of bringing the Ganga pots and lining them up so nice for the Lord. So that was, she was so happy to do that, to line up those pots of Ganga water. Then the Lord saw her and saw how she was crying out of ecstasy doing her service to Lord Gauranga. And he asked, Srivas Pandit said, what is the name of this person? So that's our maidservant. Her name is Duki. And he said, that's not a good name for her. And Duki means sad. It means misery. He said, her new name is Suki. So she was renamed Suki. And then getting that personal attention from Lord Gauranga, then immediately Srivas Pandit said, she's no longer our maidservant. We don't see her like that anymore. She's an exalted soul. So if one can get a little service in the service of the Lord, then all these kinds of things that normally disturb everyone else, all these other kinds of desires, one turns from dukhi to sukhi. Dukhe swanu vigna manaha, sukhe shu vigatasbriha, vitaraga bhaya krodha, stita dir muni uchite. You become a stita dir muni. It means you become fixed, so fixed in your service, the devotional service, it doesn't matter how many times the phone rings. It doesn't bother you because you're fixed in your service. And there's so many disturbances. The phone rang at my house so many times today, I can't even count. I've never had my phone ring so many times. Cell phone, other phones, five lines, everything going all at once. And I just think, what's going on? So I was praying to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Inanda, please show me the way how to deal with all this. But it didn't disturb me because I was happy that they're all related to devotional service somehow. This call, that call, everything going on. So if we can get this devotional service, then we become fixed. And we're not disturbed. Even though the desires are there, they'll come, but we won't be disturbed by them. And finishing the purport, just in the nick of time, because he remains satisfied in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he can remain steady like the ocean and therefore enjoy full peace. Others, however, who want to fulfill desires even up to the limit of liberation, what to speak of material success, never attain peace. Can I read that again? Others, however, who want to fulfill desires even up to the point of liberation, the limit of liberation, what to speak of material success, never attain peace. How many times do I have to hear it? The fruit of workers, the salvationists, and also the yogis who are after mystic powers are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. But the person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire liberation from the so-called material bondage. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires and therefore they are in perfect peace. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat for 21 hours in the Mahaprakash, he finally revealed to all the devotees he had been hiding from everybody. Maya jamini kachana majnad hoksa jamavyayam nalakshase mudadrisha nato natya daroyata. Just like an actor on a stage, you can't tell who he is. He's so expertly disguised. So Nimai Pandit, and no one knew that he was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then at one point he revealed that he was the Supreme Lord to all of his devotees. And for 21 hours he sat there on the altar and he gave benedictions to everybody. He said, bring all my devotees, everyone come. And everyone takes some benediction, asks for something, asks for a boon. And what did all the devotees ask for? Please make my father a pure devotee. Please help somebody else. No one wanted anything except for something, some benediction for someone else to have pure devotional service, because they knew there's nothing of value in this world except for that. Nothing. So if one has that conviction that there's nothing in this world for me, then he becomes happy because takes a shelter of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada says, if you have that conviction, even if you're not able to discharge the full duties of Krishna consciousness in the beginning, still you'll attain all success if you simply go on in that principle that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm his servant, and try to get some service at his lotus feet. If you can get that, it's the most valuable thing. Om Tat Sat. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Goprimanande Haribo.